From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea is poised to launch a new satellite. Pyongyang says it plans to launch an Earth observation satellite between February 8th and 25th. The announcement comes weeks after a fourth nuclear test. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
This latest announcement further underscores the need for the international community to send the North Koreans a swift, firm message that its disregard, that their disregard for the for U.N. Security Council obligations will not be tolerated.
Pyongyang detonated its fourth nuclear device January 6th. Tuesday's notification raises concerns the North is trying to covertly advance long-range missile technology banned under U.N. Security Council resolutions. Japan has threatened to shoot down the rocket if it threatens Japanese territory. Peace talks in Geneva aimed at ending Syria's five-year conflict appear to be in jeopardy amid a new Russian-backed government offensive that threatens the northern city of Aleppo. The opposition delegation has threatened to leave the talks. UN envoy Stefan de Mistura warned if the talks, the third since the war began, collapse, for Syria, there is no more hope. South Sudan rebel leader Riek Machar visits Egypt Wednesday, urging President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi to support the implementation of the peace agreement signed last August with the government to end the South Sudanese conflict, now more than 2 years old. Its implementation has been stalled by the opposition's rejection of President Salva Kiir's decision to expand the number of states in the country from 10 to 28. Meanwhile, the head of the international group monitoring South Sudan's peace process Tuesday said people are starving in the country's western Equatoria state. Festus Mogae, former president of Botswana, now head of the Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission, said a ceasefire monitor team recently visited the Mundri area, which had been the scene of recent fighting. This is VOA News.